The Big Story from the Straits Times on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Olivia Quay.
I'm Haryanto Diman. You can subscribe to the Straits Times channel so you never miss a single episode.
You know, it's that time of the year again. Mm-hmm. You've just passed Black Friday, Cyber Monday, and of course with Christmas coming, are you finding that you're spending more than you usually would?
Actually, I'm not. I'm generally not someone who spends online. I'll rather go to the shops, you know, to browse through items and then get them.
Okay.
Yeah, what about you?
Yes, I'm actually quite bad with my spending and I should really curb that.
Yeah, but you see, the thing is, over the past
decade... I don't think I'm alone, right?
I don't think you're alone, yeah. Exactly. Because over the past decade, Credit Counselling Singapore has seen more than 10,000 people who'd fallen into financial trouble due to overspending. Now, many of them are still working to pay off their debts, which range from about $50,000 to a few hundred thousand each.
Separately, an OCBC bank survey found that close to 30% of credit card holders here pay only the minimum sum. This means they are accumulating more debt every month.
Here to share more on the slippery slope of overspending and how to avoid it is the Sunday Times' Invest editor, Tan Wee Boon. Wee Boon, what are the early signs that you're falling into a debt trap that isn't contributed by bad investments, gambling or even luxury items?
I think the clearest sign that you're in trouble with debt is when you have a credit card debt which you cannot pay off immediately. This is a sign of more trouble to come. So if you fall into this state, you should make the repayment of debt as your number one priority. I think a lot of people don't realize that there are roughly about 30% of credit card holders who actually make the minimum payment every month. This is actually a sign that you are in trouble.
Wee Boon, is overspending a common problem? Are there any particular segments of the population who tend to overspend more than others?
Well, overspending can actually happen to everyone, so long as they have a credit card. The thing about overspending is that you must have a credit line. If you use only cash, you can't overspend when all your money is gone. So I would say that those who overspend are likely to be those who own credit cards, and they have a poor habit of not paying off what they spend every month.
Right. And in what areas or activities do most people overspend? Is it dining or even app subscription? Because nowadays, Netflix, Spotify, they're quite popular, right?
Well, actually, when you subscribe to something, you only pay that service once a month. But the three common ways where people overspend tend to be something which is more regular to them. An example would be shopping. They buy things without keeping to a budget. It's not so much of buying expensive or luxurious things, but buying too many things that you may not need, especially when you're spending above your means. Another example would be dining out. It goes without saying that when eating at home can be much cheaper than eating at restaurants. So if you eat out all the time, there's a chance that you may be spending too much on food. And finally, transport. Many people call for the ride these days. Again, if you do the sums, an MRT ride to the city may cost under $2. But if you call for a door-to-door transport service, you may end up spending 10 times or even 20 times more, depending where you stay.
So the big question now, Wee Boon, is how do we avoid overspending? Can you recommend, suggest any good habits or principles to adopt?
Well, it's not a bad thing to have credit cards. I love my credit cards. I charge all my expenses there because the cards give me very good cashback and other rewards. It's like enjoying a perennial discount. But all of us should have this good habit of paying off all your credit card bills. If you have no debt, you win because you get to enjoy the rewards, but minus the pain. More importantly, always stick to a budget. It's good practice to plan your expenses if you tend to be somebody who would like to spend beyond your means. If you work out a fixed budget, you can still spend to reward yourself, but it just means that you may have to cut back on other things. Ultimately, it just means that you have to be more careful, watch your expenses, so that you don't end up in debt, which certainly is not a fun thing to have.
Right. Great to hear from you on this topic, Wee Boon. We've been speaking to Tan Wee Boon, Invest Editor for the Sunday Times.